Good morning, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to Call to Destiny. My, it has been a while since I have done a Blog Talk Radio, but I just wanted to encourage some of those that are in this thing called dating, in this time of their life where they may have found themselves single. And isn't it amazing that I choose to come back onto the Blog Talk Radio on February the 1st, which a lot of people are gearing up because February is always the month of love, the month where people begin to reflect on their loved one. It could be a spouse or a girlfriend, a boyfriend, whoever it may be. In this season, people are gearing up for that special day, which is called, what, Valentine's. Now, I know some people may say, well, Valentine's Day, it's just a made-up holiday. I don't celebrate. Whatever your take on it is, just know that when you go into the stores, the Walgreens and Walmart or wherever you shop, you're going to find some teddy bears and some chocolate candy and some beautiful roses, all preparing to get ready for that one specific day to show someone that they appreciate them or that they love them. But I want you to know that it's not always a good time for those that find themselves single, those that find themselves in a place where they may have become single for whatever reason, maybe of a divorce. You know, dating these days are defined in so many different ways. You could find yourself in a single place because of a divorce, or maybe you're separated at this time in your life, or maybe your significant other have passed away. And some people nowadays, I mean, there's so many different titles and things for dating. It's just amazing. Some people say, well, I don't want to be in a relationship, but I want to have friends with benefits. Now, come on, how many of you know that that's not always going to work for everybody? And especially if you're walking this walk, those that are Christian, those that have a Christian background or have a belief where they feel that they want to wait on that person that is special to them. And so they wait it out. And this dating game thing is truly, it's not a piece of cake. It's not just a walk in the park. It is a time when you feel some days of frustration. Come on now. I know I'm telling the truth. You see, no longer are the days of dating where you could meet somebody in your neighborhood. Now, I'm not saying that that cannot happen, but what I will say is that it's a slim chance to none that you're going to find that special one that you desire to have in your life in your neighbor, because people are on the go, people are running to and fro, people trying to get to work. Now people are so standoffish. It's amazing. A lot of times people don't even talk to their neighbors. They may wave, hi, how you doing, and they keep it going. They keep moving because nowadays people are so impersonal. We are so standoffish. So gone are the days of just going outside, sitting on your stoop, and meeting and greeting the people that you know in the neighborhood. Nah, it's not like that anymore. And sometimes people say, well, I met somebody in the grocery store and they caught my eye and we exchanged numbers. Now you're kind of skeptical to even talk to anyone because they could be a mass murderer, or the woman could be crazy. She could be a fatal attraction. You just don't know. And so this thing called dating is just crazy on another level. What am I talking about? Well, you see, in this day and time, in my own personal life, I found myself in that position called, singleness and trying to find someone, or not even find someone, but to connect to someone that you may want to enjoy their company. It's not an easy thing because there's so many many facets to this thing called dating right now. Hey, sometimes you just don't know which way to go. And so I know that today is just, I would say, an introduction to my upcoming Blog Talk Radio post for the dating scene. This is just an interlude to the things that I'm going to discuss further on with special guests chiming in on this topic of dating in the 21st century, because dating in the 21st century is not just cut and dry. You have people who may find someone that they really like, but yet, you know, the social media has made it so easy for us to have, I would say, a variety pack. What am I saying? A variety pack. You know, you may be entertaining the thought of the specific person that's before you, but due to social media, due to all the avenues of trying to, I won't say, well, shop, for lack of a better word, for that person that you desire to be with. And that may cause you to have, okay, I'm talking to this one, but I'm also entertaining the thought to be with someone else. I'm talking to that person, but I'm entertaining a thought to move forward with somebody else. But I'm just going to keep this one in limbo because I don't know. I may still want to hang on to this particular person, so I'm not going to let them go yet. I'm just going to have them hang around for a while, and then I want to see where it goes. But you see, that can become so confusing because it begins to distort your whole thought process on being with that person that's right before you. What am I saying? It's almost like back in the day when we dated, because I'm older, so I'm thinking of things from back in the day. Back in the day, when you dated someone, you gave them your undivided attention. And nowadays, we don't truly have a person's undivided attention, not off the bat, not in the beginning, because it's always a search for maybe there's someone a little bit better than this person. Maybe it's someone a little bit better looking than this person. Maybe the other person is more intellectual, or maybe this person brings more things to the table. I don't know, but all I know is I'm going to keep my options open because I don't want to get tangled up with this person and then end up, regretting that I spent all this time. I want to keep my options open. Have you ever heard that phrase? I want to keep my options open. Come on. A lot of us have heard that phrase. Even for myself, I've heard someone say that to me, and I'm like, what do you mean, keep your options open? Am I not what you desire, or am I not the person that you're interested in? Because if that be the case, then we need to stop right now. So this thing called dating, it's just so multifaceted that we're going to take this journey, because this is the month of February, the month of preparing for that special day that everyone loves to celebrate. And sometimes it's frustrating for some because they're doing it out of a religious thing, or they're doing it out of a ritual, getting the candy, getting the card, because they don't want to make the girl mad if you don't show up with it or whatever. You know, this is coming from a place of dating. Like, where are you at in the dating phase? I don't know. You could be married and still you need to date your spouse. You need to date your significant other to keep things fresh. But this whole month, starting today, is going to be just pretty much, I would just do like a 15 or 30 minute discussion in regard to the dating scene and how can we make it better moving forward? How can we dispel some of the myths, or how can we make, I would say, break through the barrier of this thing called dating? Because dating nowadays is not easy. Dating nowadays, it's like taking a test, because you're always being interviewed. You're always given a resume, and it's frustrating. Have you ever gone looking for a job? Of course you have. That's a crazy question to ask, right? Well, dating is the same kind of thing, but there's so many facets to dating. There is so many, it's like a multiple choice kind of test that you take in this thing called dating. And so I wanted to say to those that were listening in, have a playback of this broadcast and say, no, you're not by yourself. The frustration is real. The struggle is real. And you have to keep your faith. You have to keep your chin up, because there will be, or there is someone that is waiting for you to just brighten their day. But we must be patient. Some of us are truly not patient, and we want things now, and it doesn't work like that. And I believe sometimes this is why people end up in the wrong relationships, because they don't take time to really figure out this dating thing by taking your time and studying this thing out so that you could be more marketable, if that makes sense. Because in this day and time, this is what people are doing. People are being interviewed in the dating scene. And so it can be frustrating, because like I had reiterated earlier, was the fact that in the dating scene, there is so much difficulty to it, because you always feel like you are being interviewed, and you always feel like that there's someone else per se that they may be entertaining, because gone are the days, as I stated earlier, of just being with someone, going out on a date with someone and having their undivided attention. Social media and the things of that nature has put it into a light of, you just don't know if you are you the one. Do they have someone else that they're courting or interviewing, if you don't mind, for the lack of a better word, because dating is frustrating. I don't know. I can only speak for myself. And so, like I said, moving forward, this topic today in regard to dating is just a prelude to what we're going to be discussing all month long. On the dating process and where you're at, whether you're frustrated in this dating thing, or whether you're feeling good about the space that you're in, and all of those things of that nature. And so I see I have a few callers on the line, and we don't have, for the sake of time, if you'd like to say anything as it relates to where you are in the dating process, or do you feel frustrated at this time in your life in the dating scene, or are you in a good space, or if you have any comments that you would like to add to the discussion early this morning in regard to dating, because as we move along this journey and talking about dating, we're going to be talking about the multifacets of the dating process, you know, from that time of being interviewed to that time of maybe spending time with that person to see if you even have a connection. Some people are dating, and it has so many different facets to it. So I know for the lack of time, if you have a quick little comment that you would like to add, feel free to add anything. I see a couple of callers on the line, and we don't have that much time, but would you like to, what topic or I would say what suggestion would you give moving forward in this dating process? What is one of the topics that you'd like to hear as it relates to this dating process? I'm going to call on 5814. I don't know if we have enough time, but 5814, would you like to say anything? If so, the line has been unmuted. The last four numbers is 5814.
Oh, that's me. Hi. I didn't realize. Good morning. It's Julie.
Good morning.
What I would like to hear you speak upon is, as it relates to that question, am I ready to date? Because just because you want to date, it doesn't mean you're ready to date.
Okay, you know, Minister Julie, for the lack of time, for the lack of the time that we have, what I'm going to do is we're going to call back in and we're going to elaborate on that. So I'm going to shut it down and we'll call back in. Okay.
No problem.
Okay, we're going to call back in. All right. Bye bye.